One of the big topics this week in our Avoda is doing the things that are not a black and white tzivui. Although Rabbi Shechter mentioned Friday night, the Gemara talks about tzuv avtinu, to go to a, when necessary, to go to a rally. Tanan Ray talk about it. But it's one of the big parts of our Avoda this week is wrapping our heads around Avodas Hashem that's not a direct tzivui. So it has a sort of a parallel in the lives of the Avos. In a very different sense, the Avos may have been embracing many opportunities to engage in Avodas Hashem that was not a direct tzivui. In this coming week's parsha, we hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu beginning of Perek Chavav say to Yitzchak, there's a Rav, and Yitzchak has to move to Eretz Plishtim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, don't go to Mitzrayim, you're going to stay here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it reviews with Yitzchak that there had been a Shavua to Avram. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm firmly committed to keeping that. That Shavua will be through you. The Shavua that Am Hashem will come from you, the Shavua that you're going to have Eretz Yisrael. And that a great nation will come from you. Ekev, the last pasuk in the first Aliyah told us, Asher Shama Abraham Bikoli Vayishmor Mishmarti Mitzvah Sai Chukos Sai Vesoros Sai. Because after all, Avraham Avinu kept my mitzvahs. He listened to my voice. He kept my mishmeres. He kept my mitzvahs, my chukim, my toros. So therefore, that's the basis. That's the basis for the shvur. That's the basis of this relationship. What are all those? What are? A lot of terms. Rashi is already bothered. There are a lot of very halachic terms in that passage. He heard my call. Okay. Ayishmar mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai v'sorosai. Mishmar koli mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai v'sorosai. Those are terms that we're used to hearing later in Chumash. What does it mean for Avraham Avinu? So Rashi says, here on Ban Kotz at the very beginning, Bekoli, you heard my call? Says Rashi, Kishinisisi oso, Nisionos, and Mishmarti, Mitzvosai, Chukosai, and Torosai. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So Rashi says, what do these all mean? They all sound like the same thing. Avraham Avinu listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, so I have to say five different ways. So Rashi says, well, Bekoli means Kishon Yisisios, all the Nisyonos. Mishmarti, Zeros L'Archata. Zeros, that's what, as we already had a chance to explore in the year, the deems are the fact that Chazal have the authority to make deems rabbanon that we're bound to keep them is in part of it. Zeres rabbanon are based on asum mishmeres l'mishmarti, an added guarding to the chiyuvim of the Torah. So that's Rashi says it means here too. Mishmarti means that Avraham Avinu kept the zeres, like shnius l'arayas and shpus l'shavas. Zeres rabbanon, the world of arayas is called shnius, second degree, second level iser, and in the world of hilchos Shabbos, the Dinei Rabbanan are called the Shavus. Mitzvosai, so what are the mitzvahs? And what are the chukim, or the toros? So Rashi says, Mitzvosai, mitzvah she'ilo nichtavu dinu she'ikasu. The mitzvahs, that if they wouldn't have been written, it would make sense they should be written. Kigon gezel shvichas dam. We were talking last week in context of the Pnei Yeshua on Daf Lamed Hey, about a chi of misvara. So this is a concept that the Rambam speaks about extensively, but it predates the Rambam. Here you have Rashi quoting Chazal, the difference between a mitzvah and a chok, or a mishpat and a chok. A mitzvah is what the Rambam refers to as a mitzvah sichlis, something I could have understood on my own, even if the Torah wouldn't have said it. I would understand on my own that it's immoral to steal, that it's immoral to murder. It should be self-evident that these things are immoral. Whereas chukim, dvarim sheyitzara over the avodah zara mishivin aleihem, the things that we get pushback on from the nations around us, from the culture around us, and from the internal yitzara, achias chazir levisha shatnas, keeping kashrus, avoiding shatnas, ain't tam b'davar. We know there's no self-evident reason for why you avoid treifer food. Hamelach gazer chukol avodav. We're mechuyev to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeiras hakasim. But I wouldn't have known, certainly I wouldn't have figured it out on my own. So the Rambam refers to the mitzvah shimis. I don't know if my seichel only because I was shomeiach. Hashem says that's what you're going to do, so that's what you're going to do. And finally, so one second. Mishmarti adim drabanan. Mitzvos echukos, Rashi says those are the dinim daraisa divided between the mitzvos sichlios and the mitzvos shimios. So what's left? Covered everything. Personal nisyonos, drabanans, daraisa is in two chunks. What's left? But you have a fifth term. Torah sai, Rashi says, lahavi tarshua peha lachamosh misio. Okay, maybe the previous three terms were about the dinim that appear in the Chumash, and Torah Sai is the halacha Moshe Torah Sai, yes.
What does that mean?
My Toros.
Did we say what it means?
So Rashi, Rabban quoted from Rashi, that refers to halacha Moshe Mishina.
Okay.
As opposed to mitzvos hachukosei, which apparently are dinim that appear always rooted in the psukim, and the Rambam used the word mitzvah, Torah Sai would mean halacha Moshe Mishina. Ad kan dere Rashi. Rabban says, what's the, Rashi is getting very involved in the details of Bimiyashi, the textual problem. The big textual problem is, why do you have all this repetition? So Rashi is working hard to figure out, how could I divide all of halacha into four or five different categories such that, you know, each of these terms refers to a different chunk, so there's no redundancy. But the Rabban says, one second, there's an underlying assumption that Rashi is making, which is exactly that the reference here is to the modern, as you put it, well, the modern halachas we do, modern as in over the last 3,300 years since Maimon Har Sinai, and that the avos were keeping it beforehand. The MK here, four lines from the bottom. MK, he calls the body al dashay Avram Akayim Mishamers Torah Akshal Nitna. This is all based on the assumption, the shita, Rabban writes. Here's the Maseches Yuma. Rabban implies that's one shita, that Avram was already keeping Kol Torah Kula, even though he lived centuries before Maamon Har Sinai, before we were obligated, bound by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Bris Sinai, to keep the halacha. Avravina was already volunteering. So what do you think about that? So Rabban says, well, let's look at the evidence. Let's look at Tzukim and other Amar Chazal. Let's figure out how all these pieces fit together. The Kacham, Ruth went from the bottom. The Pasuk, Ve'itim Lehem Yosef Agalos. This is not the only place where Chazal have this idea. Here on this Pasuk of the, all the mitzvahs and the Torahs that Avram is keeping, is also later in Chumash Bereishis. This is an issue that's going to run through much of Chumash Bereishis. Like Mice of a similar Banim, the question of Avos keeping mitzvahs called Mount Torah is something that's going to pop up again and again. So look deeper into Chumash Bereishis. After Yosef finally reveals himself, the part of the Yigash, we're near the end of Chumash Bereishis. Yosef reveals himself and tells the brothers, go home and tell Abba I'm alive. Oh, Yosef Chai. They tell him, oh, Yosef Chai. And Yosef says, here's something you're bringing home. What are they supposed to bring home? Agalos, wagons. Wagons are, you're coming down to Mitzrayim, you need a lot of suitcases. You need a lot of luggage space. But Chazal comment, Shapir, it was also a reference, Shapir Shemenu Parshas Egla Rufa, it's a play on words. Agala is a wagon, but Egla is a calf, a female calf. An egel is a male calf, an egla is a female calf. They believe in the parsha of Egla Rufa, the parsha end of Shoftim, what you do when there's an unsolved homicide. You have the whole procedure of the Egla Rufa. So Rashi later quotes from, I think, the 10th of the Bar Mitzvah Rabbah, that the last sugya that Yosef had learned with Yaakov Avinu more than two decades earlier, when they last saw each other, before Yosef went to find his brothers and ends up sold down the river to Mitzrayim, the last sugya they were working on was a sugya of Egla Rufa. So to tell his father, it was a message, so he saw a message to his father, I'm still holding. Still holding by the same sugya. Okay. There are jokes, not for now, about the pace of the learning, Yosef and Yehuda. It's another time. But that's what the Chazal Bereishis Rabbah comments. You see, what's the point? He's telling his father, I'm still holding the same sugyas. I'm still learning the same Torah that I learned with you. Meaning, obviously, that the others were learning the sugyas hashas like Egla Rufa. That actually is the Torah. This is the centuries before Ma'amon Har Sinai. The centuries before Ma'amon Torah. Rei Kasuv, Vayishmar Mishmar Tiv, Vesu Sai Chukas Ayim Tzor. Sorry, coming back here. That's our pasuk. Vesham Amru, which is Chazal Kamen. Thirdly, in addition to this pasuk in Toldos, and the Agalos in Vayigash, Shayim Mishamer Afilu Dikduke Torah on the next page, Vayim Melamed Levana Vechulu. Okay, so the Rabban says, look, we have a number of comments in Masachas Yuma and the Bereishis Rabbah that the Avos were keeping Torah. Avraham Avinu is keeping mitzvahs. Yosef is learning the halacha with Yaakov. And the Rabban asks his famous question, probably one of the most famous kashas in all the Ramban and Chumash Bereishis, which is, it just ain't so. But look at Chumash. How could you argue, the Rabban wants to know, how could the Bali Medrash, the Tanam Amram, Bereishis Rabbah is a very ancient Medrash, goes back to the days of the Tanam, the early Amram. How could the Chachmei Medrash say that, how could they posit that the Avos kept Kol Torah Kula? Learn Chumash. It's clear the Chumash is not the case. The Yesh HaShol, top one, page 12, none. And then, Eichaikim Yaakov Matseva, the Noser Shnei Achayos. Yaakov builds a Matseva. Okay, a matzeva is a single stone mizbeach. The mizbeach is a multi-stone altar, and the matzeva is when you have a single stone. The historians refer to it as a stele, S-T-E-L-E, like enormous single stone monument. So the Torah says you get later in Chumash that it's forbidden to be makriv karbanos on a matzeva. We are Jews only are makriv karbanos. The din is on a multi-stone mizbech, not on a single-stone matzeva. Yaakov Avinu, in Parshas Vayetze, next week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu has a matzeva. And it comes up again and again. So what was the matzeva? And the even more severe aveira, Yaakov Avinu marries two sisters. That is Gili Arayos. It's Yaharag Val Yavar. It's Yaharag Val Yavar. It's an Isser Kares. For a man to marry two sisters, and that appears in the middle of Chumash VaYikra, it's Aser even if he already divorced the first sister, as long as the first sister to whom he had previously been married is still alive, the Torah says that he cannot marry a second sister. Yaakov Avinu was simultaneously married to Rachel and Leah. Kedas Rabbi Oseinu Arba, he was married to two sisters, and according to the opinion of the Medrash, that Bilhah and Zilpah were also sisters, so he was married to four sisters, and it's not limited to Yaakov Avinu. Fast forward a couple of generations, Amram Nosa Dodaso. Amram marries his aunt. How so? Because Amram's father was Kahas, Amram's grandfather was Levi, Kahas's sister was Yocheved. Yocheved was daughter of Levi. Amram married his father's sister. That too is Gilei Arayos, Kares, Yaharag Val Yavar. This is very, very severe. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to put up 12 matzevas. Heyach efshar sheyu nogim heter b'tor, masha asar v'amavim al atzmo. V'kavar l'Hashem schar al adavar. So here the Ramban is careful to point out that although the pasuk here only talks about Avram keeping Kol Torah Kula, the Ramban says, hayitachin, what, Avram kept Kol Torah Kula? And his grandchildren, great grandchildren, just tossed that to the side. And now was that his personal hanhaga? The pasuk is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to Yitzhak, you know why you're Am Hashem? You know why there's a relationship like Avraham Avinu? Because he kept Kol Torah Kula Shel Nitna. It's hard to imagine that they would then turn around and not maintain that practice of Avraham Avinu. Ramban says, what's going on? And then there are more problems. There are more problems. Then he starts to work out some of the terutzim. Maybe Shabbos is special. Or maybe he kept Shabbos. Shabbos Shkula, can I call it Tarakula? He struggles with it. He tries to give sort of detailed answers. Maybe he was really keeping Shabbos Mitzvah Noach in an expanded fashion. And I want to pivot to right after the number 17. This question, the Hanira Eli. Rabban says, this is what I think. Then he's going to say later on, this is what I think. Two approaches that he appreciates. I should mention, Rabban is very famous for raising this question. There are a number of other answers. We'll see in a moment the Ramban's answers. There are a number of other answers also. The Ramah in the Tshuva, it's strange. Ramah lived several generations, several centuries after Ramban. Ramah lived in the 1500s. Ramah no doubt knew the Ramban, unless he didn't have access to Ramban or Torah, maybe. He sort of very casually, nonchalantly says, yeah, it says in Yuma that Avram kept called Torah Kula. Doesn't say anything about his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So he says, Avram kept called Torah Kula, but Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. And that's the end. That's Ramah's answer. Maral of Prague, who lived not long after Ramah, writes in his Pirish on... He has a super commentary in Chumash. He has a Pirish on a Pirish. He has a Pirish on Pirish Rashi. Maral's Pirish and Pirish Rashi is called the Guraye. So in Parsha Yigash, he suggests that maybe they only kept the mitzvahs, not the averus. He has this idea. You can volunteer to keep a mitzvah you're not mechuyev to keep. If a woman is not mechuyev as to shake lulav, but she volunteers to shake lulav, there's nothing wrong by not shaking lulav. But if she does it, she got a key on it, so she accomplished something. Maral says, how do you volunteer to avoid an iser? If you did it, there's nothing wrong because it's not usher for you. And wait a minute, you volunteered to not do something that even if you did it would not be usher. Where's the kiyum? I just didn't do it. A non-Kohen is going to volunteer to not marry a Grusha. He's going to volunteer to avoid the Tumas Kohen. What does it even mean? You're volunteering. How do you volunteer an iser? That's Maral's idea. So it says they were volunteering. They were mechuyev. It was called Ma'an Torah. They only volunteer the mitzvahs, not the isur. It's an interesting idea. Chaim Yivalazhin, in the 1800s, he suggested that a different twist, like Maral pointed out they were volunteering. So he says they volunteered. They weren't mechuyev. So generally they kept the mitzvahs. But every once in a while they felt there was unusual value in violating halacha. So Chaim Yivalazhin says, Yaakov had the right to make the cheshbon that in Shamayim I'll accomplish more by marrying Rachel Leah, because he wasn't obligated anyways in these years. He was volunteering. So he had the right to say, okay, right now there's an exception. Chaim Yivalazhin is part of a polemic point. He says, as opposed to now, he says, but the Chassidim live after Matan Torah. So the Chaim Yivalazhin says, after Matan Torah, we're obligated to keep the mitzvahs. So you can't decide that I'm going to make a cheshbon, it makes more sense not to say Kriya Shema Vizmana, because I'll accomplish things in Shamayim. He says, that was appropriate. Quoted Matan Torah, but not as Shai said in modern times. So those are three of the other famous answers. Are the Ramah saying it's only Avram, Maral Prague saying it's only mitzvahs, and Chaim Yivalazhin saying Quoted Matan Torah, they generally kept the mitzvahs, but they had the right to at times decide that Al Pi Kabbalah made more sense to violate because it'll make some Tikkun Olam HaSel Yonam. What do Raz Ramban say? Ramban himself has two suggestions. The first one at the number 17, and most of the way down page Kof Nun, says, what seems to me, in understanding the approach of Chazal, the reason why he qualifies in that way, because later he's going to have another approach which is not in keeping with these Midrashim. He says, if you're trying to figure out what the Midrash is saying, how the Chachmei HaMidrash makes sense of Yaakov's keeping called Torah Kula, but he's marries the two sisters. So not like the Ramah, there was only Avram. Not like Maral Prague, there's only mitzvahs. And here, these are all Yisurim that he violated. And not like Chaim Yivalazhin, he just made a cheshbon that it made sense. Ramban says, no, there's a different principle. Again, Ramban lived before all those other Tamei Chacham I just mentioned. Ramban writes, Lomad Avram Avinu Torah Kul Baruch HaKodesh. Point number one is that they knew. They had to know the mitzvahs and learn the mitzvahs. It was before Ma'amar Har Sinai. He had it Baruch HaKodesh. And V'osak Ba Uvetame Mitzvoseha V'sodoseha. And he learned Torah. And he learned the dinim. And he learned not only the dinim but the machshava, the ideas behind the dinim, and the Kabbalistic ideas behind the dinim. Okay, that's number one. So that sort of speaks to the Yosef issue. Yosef was learning Egla Rufa with his father. That's right. They, even though it was before Mamre Har Sinai, they had traditions Baruch HaKodesh. Okay. But then in terms of not only learning, but practice, because again, the Pasuk here doesn't just talk about Avravinu knowing Torah or teaching Torah. It's Avravinu kept, a Yishmar. So what does that mean? Abba Yaakov marries the two sisters. Answers Ramban. Shomar Oso Kul Kamisha in a Matsuvios. He already has this Nusach that the way he's mentioned the Maral and the Chaim Yivalashim work off of. That it was in a Matsuvios. He wasn't obligated to keep Halacha. The obligation only began at Mamre Har Sinai, but he was volunteering. But Yaakov didn't volunteer to not marry two sisters. Why is that? Ushmira, so here comes Ramban's famous parrot. Ushmira, so osa hayeba eret bildad. He says, they only volunteered, Avram Avinu and subsequently his descendants, volunteered to keep Mitzvah Torah only in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov b'chutzars bildad nasar shteyachar. Yaakov married the two sisters in chutzars. V'chein Amram. Amram married his aunt in chutzars. Why is that? Ramban can't be done. You can't just give a chiluk without a hesber. Why? Okay, you may have a good point that every time you see the avos violating halachas and chutzlaretz, but why should that be true? What would it mean? If you keep him in, you keep him in. See, the Ramban says something profound. Our thoughts are very much in Eretz Yisrael. It's important to take time to appreciate what is the halachic and hashkafic uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. So their father-in-law has a beautiful shiur he'll give from time to time, often Yom HaTzmaut, about the seven aspects, what, two dinim or three dinim? Seven dinim of Eretz Yisrael. Seven different aspects of Eretz Yisrael. Just to get your mind thinking for a moment, when you think about the significance of Eretz Yisrael, halachically, you often think about agricultural mitzvahs, trumas and maisis, shemitah and yovel and so forth, mitzvahs are tluyas baris. But the fact that we daven facing Eretz Yisrael, that's not a function of Mitzvah Tzuyas Baretz. That's nothing to do with Mitzvah Tzuyas Baretz. Or the fact that when the Mishnah, those who will be learning Kalim tomorrow, the opening parak of Kalim is the first Masechta and Taurus, and the Taurus is, I think, the only Seder that Mamish is that the Tanoim organized so methodically that it has an introductory parak. Kalim is 30 prakim long. The last 29 prakim are about Kalim, which Kalim are Kabbalton, which are not. But parak Aleph of Kalim is not really the first parak of Kalim. It's really the first parak of Seder Taurus. It's a general introduction to the Avos HaTumah, different levels of Tumah, and different levels of Kedusha. Esther Milos. And the first level of Kedusha's Makim is Eretz Yisrael. And you expect the Mishnah to say, Eretz Yisrael is unique and special and distinct from the rest of the world because it has a dinim of Trumas Maaser Shemitah Yovel. But that's not what the Mishnah says. Eretz Yisrael is special, unique, because there are certain karbanos that have to be grown in Eretz Yisrael.
Grown.
The Omer Shtei Halachim, plant-based karbanos. Yeah, we're not talking about animals. Though there may be some dinim about animals also that are born in Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlaretz. Bechar Mechutzlaretz has different status. But the Mishnah there talks about Shalechem and the Karbon Omer have to be grown in Eretz Yisrael. It seems like an odd choice. So that indicates that there are other aspects of Eretz Yisrael is the place of Kedushas Haaretz, with the soil, the dirt is holy, and therefore the fruits and vegetables that grow there have specific dinim, Shemitah and Yovel and Trumas and Maisers. But there are other aspects also. Eretz Yisrael apparently is an extension, has a little bit of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, such that certain Karbonos need to be grown in Eretz Yisrael. There are some other dinim that apply only in Eretz Yisrael that are not at all agricultural, like smicha has to be given in Eretz Yisrael, egla rufa can only happen in Eretz Yisrael, kiddush hachodesh generally is only in Eretz Yisrael. Those aren't mitzvah tluyas baretz, nothing to do with the kedusha of the soil. There are many different aspects. My father suggests there are seven different aspects, seven different dinim in Eretz Yisrael. One of them appears in the Ramban right here. He says, all of the mitzvahs. The Avos volunteered all of the mitzvahs only in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Says the Ramban, four lines from the bottom of the page, number 20. Ki ha-mitzvos mishpat elokei ha-aretzein. Because the mitzvahs of Torah is the law of the God of the land of Eretz Israel. Wow. Number one, you should remember that halacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules, not just I have to do this, I can't do that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects, Hashem wants me to do this, Hashem wants me to avoid that. Number one. Number two, he's identifying specifically as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the God of the entire universe, but particularly the God of Eretz Yisrael. All of the mitzvahs are the mitzvahs of Mishpat Elokei Haaretz. Fascinating. Afal Pisha, who's Harna B'chuvas Aguf B'chol Makam. Even though, Ramban says, most mitzvahs do apply all over the world. If you live in New York or New Jersey, or Texas, or Maryland, you're still mechayev to put on tefillin every day, and you're still mechayev to wear tzitzis, and mezuzah, and tzedakah, and not speak lashon hara, and keep Shabbos and kashrus taras mishpacha, and avoid yichud, and so on, the list goes on and on and on. The vast majority of mitzvah Torah do apply, are binding all over the world. Yet, the mitzvahs, although they apply to us generally all over the world, most mitzvahs apply all over the world, but still, they are fundamentally mishpat Elokei Haaretz. V'kvar ramzu rabo seinu asoda. Zeh, Chazal already, tell you the bottom where to look, is Sifrei, Medrash Halacha and Devarim, actually on one of the psukim in the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema, that fundamentally the mitzvahs apply, all mitzvahs apply primarily in Eretz Yisrael, and by extension they apply all over the world. Rabban says, I'm going to get to this more as we continue together through Chumash. He says, he's going to have a lot to say about this in the middle of Chumash Vayikra and elsewhere, that all mitzvahs are most meaningful in Eretz Yisrael. All mitzvahs are most meaningful in Eretz Yisrael. So that's in part, this is speaking to one particular aspect of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place where we connect most directly, most intensely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moloch HaAretz Kvod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages the entire universe. But at the same time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages the entire universe, we've already touched earlier in the year, on the concept of the sliding scale of Hashgach HaPratis. I think we spoke about this, no? A little bit. Ramban. That number one, from person to person, a person who aligns himself more with Ratzon Hashem will in turn enjoy greater Hashgacha Pratis. But it's also a question of place. If I put myself in the palace of the king, Paltarin Shel Melech, as Ramban describes in the middle of Chumash Vayikra, if I'm in the palace of the king, so I have a greater degree of Hashgacha. I'm putting myself in a place that Kadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, managing my life in an even more hands-on fashion. And on the one hand, my Averis, Rabban writes, as that's what the Pasuk says, a Jew is going to violate Arayos in Eretz Yisrael. It's that much worse than violating Arayos Chutzlaretz. Mamash, in the palace of the king, Mamash, you're going to deface federal property, not out in Utah. You can deface federal property in front of the White House. What a chutzpah. What a chutzpah. But paltrin shal melech, you violate mitzvah melech, to do an aveir in Eretz Yisrael is that much worse. And, positively, to do a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael is that much better and more meaningful. So Rabban says, I will come back to this again over the course of the Pirush Shal Torah. He says, but you see hints in Chazal that even though the majority of mitzvahs apply all over the world, those mitzvahs also, you get them in their fullness only in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, well, my nafkamina, one nafkamina might be, if I can do a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, it's even richer than doing a mitzvah in Chutzlaretz. Okay. But as Rabban stresses, it's clear that I am mechuyev in the vast majority of mitzvahs in Chutzlaretz. Also, if you're mechuyev in mitzvahs. So we live in a post-Sinai era. We live Al-Chamam and Har-Sinai. We're bound. We're mechuyavim to keep mitzvahs. So we keep the mitzvahs, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. Most mitzvahs apply in Chutzaretz also. If I'm in Chutzaretz, I'm going to keep those mitzvahs. However, he's saying, but But Kodamat and Torah was Eimet Tzuvah Yosef. Kodamat and Torah, they were volunteering. So they volunteered that which is uber meaningful. They didn't volunteer to keep mitzvah of the world. They adopted a volunteer to keep mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. They think that is the answer. Not the answers that his successors will give. The Ramah, the Maharal, or Chaim Vilaj. And Rabban thinks the Iker Teretz of the Kasha is they kept Kol Tar Kula only in Eretz Yisrael. That's the end. Why? Because even Bizman Hazeh, mitzvahs are most meaningful in Eretz Yisrael. So Kol Man Torah, they volunteered to keep the mitzvahs Sadafka in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Eitan.
The answer makes sense, but we're also some of the others here. We're saying that they're really most special in Eretz Yisrael. Does that mean that they wouldn't do them outside of Eretz Yisrael?
It's a good question. That's a good question. I'm not sure. He's already overlaid the two things I would say are as follows. Three things I would say. Number one, it's a great question. You should think about more. Number two, number three, just initial reactions, maybe. Number one, the Ramban is making a point that there's a lot of sod going on here. And even though I'm not really... Sometimes he'll say, let me tell you sod. He doesn't even tell you what the sod is. Just, he needs to tell you. We'll get to it later, but you should know there's sod going on here. So there may be Kabbalistic cheshbonos that we're not attuned to that may have impacted the avos. And moreover, along those lines, point number three, is it may intertwine with Chaim Mivolozhin's answer. Now, there's that there were other cheshbonos they had also, and they were weighing, you know, to do the mitzvahs as they're formerly written versus to do other things that may be of a great spiritual Kabbalistic impact. So it could be in particular in Eretz Yisrael they kept the mitzvahs, but in Chutz La'aretz they didn't. Not that they were just living, they weren't living Chas V'Shalom bohemian hedonistic lives in Chutz La'aretz. Not at all, right? They were living a very, very elevated holy lives. Yosef HaTzadik is still holding my Egla Rufa. They were living elevated lives, but lav dafka were they sticking specifically to the mitzvah Torah as opposed to something more broad. Now he goes on to give one or two footnotes to this answer before he gives his second answer, because the answer covers most of the problems. It does not, however, cover on the one hand matseva. Yaakovinu has a matseva, even in Eretz Yisrael. That's in Eretz Yisrael he has a matseva. So he points out, yeah, but you have to appreciate historically, ha-matseva mitzvah shenitchad shabazman yaduhi, kemo shedoshu kasher sanei Hashem alokecha, shesana achar yosah huvud mea avos. Rashi quotes his comment of Chazal also, that several centuries after the period of the avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, now matsevas are off limits. Asher sanei Hashem alokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presently hates it, And Ramban is referencing the comment that Rashi quotes also, that over the centuries from the period of the Avos to the period of Moshe and Mamre Sinai, matseva had become a popular aspect of the Avodah Zarah of the Canaan. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu outlawed it. But so then Ramban seems to be saying, the Avos from Mekayim Kol Torah Kula may also have, yes, you have to think about it in terms of the historical context and meaning. Something that there was no reason to avoid Matseva earlier on. Okay. On the other hand, Yosef keeps Shabbos, the last line, Kufnun. Yosef Meshamer Shabbos Afil B'Mitzrayim. What's that all about? He was in Mitzrayim, why is he keeping Shabbos? No. Shabbos, he says, Shabbos is more than just a mitzvah. Shehi Eidos HaKichid Sha'olam. This is a way of communicating our belief that the world is created. That there's a creator for the universe. The world hasn't just always been here. This is not a steady state universe. The universe had a particular pointed time at which it began. It was begun by a supernatural being, by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe he kept Shabbos as a practical measure. Hayaosa came lamedas banav and muras brias olam. Lahot simi liban kavanos avodah zarah v'das ha-mitzvah. He wasn't mechuyev to keep Shabbos. He kept Shabbos for as a chinuch measure. Yeah. Interesting. What's wrong if he volunteered more? Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. But it sounds like it was only in Eretz Yisrael. So again, we probably need to appreciate more you're making a good point. You probably need to appreciate more. So the Kabbalistic significance that he's referencing, that mitzvahs mean so much more in Eretz Yisrael than they do in Chutz La'aretz, in ways that if we more fully, profoundly appreciate that pasuk in Melachim that he quoted, footnote 20, Mishpat Elokei Ha'aretz, maybe we would understand more. It makes so much sense for them dafka to keep an Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not equipped or qualified to opine on the Kabbalah Shabbat. Without knowing any Kabbalah, you do notice that the surprising, overwhelming significance, spiritual significance of Eretz Yisrael for the totality of our Yahadus, not just specific dinim that apply to Eretz Yisrael, but the totality of our Yahadus is so profoundly different that you're right. It's like almost inconceivable that they would have volunteered mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz. And why would that even make sense? Yeah, it's hard for us to understand why is it so obvious. And Rabbi, maybe if you appreciate the sod more, we would understand. But finally, let's end with the following. The Rabbi says, I have another answer. Al derech hapshat. What is al derech hapshat? Al derech hapshat. He says, because up until now, he's been dealing al derech drash. The Bereishis Rabba, and you have in Yuma also, says again and again that the Abbas were keen kol Torah kula. He says, al derech drash, the Abbas literally kept kol Torah kula. But he does not think that true to Shamikra. And he has no problem saying, Chazal said this, al derech drash, but we also have to figure out derech drash. Eimik Chazal tells, Eimik Yosef B'dei Pshuto. Now, multiple layers of meaning in a pasuk, and the additional layers of meaning don't negate the truth and the profundity of Pshuto Shamikra. So, al Pshuto Shamikra, what does this mean? Going back to the very beginning. We started with all these terms, koli, mishmarti, mitzvosai, chukosai, torosai. So Rashi had given a teretz that they all referred, as Shai pointed out, and they all refer to different parts, as you called it, modern halacha. It refers to different parts of halacha that's only been binding, obligatory, over the last 3,300 years or so, since Mamon Har Sinai. So that's al derech drash, and that got Ramban into this whole rich discussion of Avos Kodesh Matan Torah and some of the surprising significance of Eretz Yisrael. Al derech pshat here in Kufnun Aleph, Tomar. Here you see it scribbled on my own Ramban, which I make copies of. I think there are four different elements going on here. Mishmarti. Because you have these four phrases in addition to koli. Mishmarti is emunas elokos. Shehem v'shem abiyuchad v'sham mishmarti b'libo. Mishmarti means he guarded within his heart a clarity of belief in monotheism, a clarity of belief in one God. V'chalak v'alav devot azara. V'kar v'shem Hashem l'ashir rabim l'avodaso. He personally believed in Hashem Echad, and he was out there teaching it and fighting the good fight. And you'll notice this is Lashitaso. Kar B'Shem Hashem, we had seen earlier. In Lach Lecha and Vayeir Ramban held that to be Kari B'Shem Hashem, he's not to daven, but to teach about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to call the name of Hashem. Mitzvosai, so the Mishmarti is Amunah. Mitzvosai.
Rabbi Stone is asking for you to fly for
immediately. Okay. Mitzvosai, Chosher Tzivo, B'lach L'chami Artzecha, Olas B'no, Grishas Amma. Mishmarti is Emuna, Mitzvosai is specific personal nisyonos, the Eser nisyonos of Rav Avinu. Molechas B'darche Hashem, Chukosai is Halicha B'darche Hashem, Chanon Racham Oset Stako Mishpat Letzavos Bez Banov Bez Beis Ha'achrov. That is Velachta Bedrachav to be Holach Bedarche Hashem, to emulate the midos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, Torah Soi are His Torah. The Mila Baatzmo Ubana VaAvado Mitzvah Bnei Nachum Shehein Torah Lehem. So he had a proto Torah. He had Mitzvah Shem Mitzvah Nach and Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzavim and Mila. So that he kept. Hukosai are of Alach the Bedrachav, Mitzvosai are his personal nisyonos, the Akedah and so forth, Mishmarti is Emunah. And one of the things that's fascinating about the pshuto of the Ramban is to think about this as the... So you think about this as core categories for thinking about one's own avodah. That's why it's written in the margin. To think about if the last category is mitzvahs masios, the binding halacha that binding everyone, for which Avram was Shevins Benoach plus Mila, for us is Tarek mitzvahs. But you also think about Tikkun HaMidos, Chukosai. You think about a Jew's personal nisyonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts different people into different situations. And that's the mitzvosai. And at the core of it all is the bedrock, Yisod HaChasiz V'Shor HaShavodah Tamima, is a clarity about emunah. A clarity about emunah within that I'm even perhaps prepared to share and teach to others. For this, it's in a certain sense like a rubric, a blueprint for thinking about my own avodah. These four categories: emunah, personal nisyonos, tikkun hamidos, and general mitzvos maaseh.